Welcome to Family Talk.
For those of you who have met with friends or family members about serious issues or problems in their lives, you know the feeling of wishing that you had more training in how to help them. Well, today, we're going to share with you how you can receive that training from one of the foremost parenting and marriage counselors in the country, my dad, Dr. James Dobson. Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk. I'm Ryan Dobson, and today is the day to reveal to you one of the most exciting projects that we've been working on here at Family Talk. My dad, Dr. James Dobson, has created a coffee cup counseling program that you can complete at home and use to influence the lives of your friends and family. As you will find out in just a moment, this interview took place at American Family Radio and included not only my dad, but also the co-creator of this project, Dr. Tim Clinton. Before we get into the program, let me share with you a quick reminder. For those of you who have been listening to our program regularly, you know that we have a very special offer for the month of May, which means that the opportunity you're about to hear is only available through the end of next week. There is nothing like being loved unconditionally and intimately decade after decade by someone who promises to be there with you for the rest of your days. And in my dad's book, Love for a Lifetime, he shares the powerful and biblical insights for building a marriage that will not only last, but thrive. And right now, for every donation we receive this month, we'll say thank you by sending you not only the Love for a Lifetime book, but also its corresponding DVD from the brand new Building a Family Legacy film series. To stand with Family Talk on behalf of families, give today by clicking the link at the top of drjamesdobson.org or call us at 877-732-6825. Let's get to the program now. Here's my dad and Dr. Tim Clinton coming to you from American Family Radio on today's edition of Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk.
Marriages and families are in trouble in America. How can you help? Find out in this Today's Issue special, Marriage and Family Coaching with Dr. James Dobson.
For more than 40 years, my greatest passion and my work has been devoted to the institution of the family.
And now your host, Tim Wildman.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the program, Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. For the special broadcast today, we're going to spend the entire hour talking about marriage and family and the tools that we're going to make available today to help you in these critical areas or help someone that you know, because the Bible speaks to marriage and to family and gives us guidelines. And these biblical principles have been talked about, discussed, and promoted by Dr. James Dobson for 4 or 5 decades. He can tell us that in a few minutes. We're going to discuss with him in person these values, these principles, and also our friend Dr. Tim Clinton from the American Association of Christian Counselors will be with us as well in studio. Ed Vitagliano co-hosting with me today. Ed, give us a synopsis, if you will, of what I've just talked about.
Well, as you mentioned, there's probably no one in the last 100 years who has done more to promote biblical principles for the reconstruction of marriage and family in this country than Dr. James Dobson. Reminds me of David's mighty men in the Old Testament. There were these men that stood beside David and fought against insurmountable odds, and God blessed their efforts. And Dr. James Dobson is one of those mighty men in our culture.
Well, Dr. Dobson, welcome to American Family Radio.
Well, thank you, Tim. Thank you, Ed, for those very kind remarks. I don't know that they're deserved, but I want to tell you, I'm honored to be here today.
Well, we appreciate you being in studio with us. And also Dr. Tim Clinton, who's the president of the American Association of Christian Counselors, in studio with us today. And so we're going to be talking to these two gentlemen who spent their careers in this area of family counseling. And we're going to discuss what's happening in the culture and with families today and how we can help. By we, I mean what these two gentlemen have collaborated on. We are going to help promote today, which is going to be some things that are going to be very helpful to you and your family. Tim, good morning to you.
Thanks, Tim. Pleasure to be here. Absolutely. And really look forward to
this. Okay, this is going to be a little bit confusing for a lot of people.
Tim and Tim.
We're going to have Tim's flying around here everywhere.
So, well, my middle name is Tim, so I'm kidding.
Well, okay. Well, if y'all could just call me Sir Tim.
Sir Tim.
Yeah, okay. I think that that would separate.
It would. It would clarify things. Okay. Yeah, sure.
Hey, I want to know if your mom called you Timmy.
Well, when she was mad, it was Timothy.
Timothy. Yes. Yeah.
I got it. I got it too. Or Timmy. I got the Timmy Lassie jokes, like you probably did too. Yeah. Tim, real quickly, tell us the American Association of Christian Counselors. You're the president of this organization. You're the ones that are. You guys are teaming up with Dr. Dobson for what we're going to be discussing today. But before we do that, tell us a little bit about what you guys do at the AACC. What's your purpose?
We're a membership services organization primarily focused on trying to encourage those people who are out there on the front lines in the lives of people who are in trouble, whether it's their marriage, their family, personal issues that they're battling with. And God is raising up right now a generation of people who are tender toward personal issues, who get these, and by the way, who are unashamedly anchoring what they do in their faith. They're proud of their relationship with Christ. And if you'd come to one of our events, you'd be excited too. It's like an APA convention, like the American Psychological Association, but it's a Christian event, the American Association of Christian Counselors. We're going to be at the Opryland Hotel coming up this September. We'll have a sellout crowd of nearly 7,000 counselors and pastors who are coming together to celebrate their faith, to learn, to grow, to get better in what we're doing.
Okay.
Tim and Ed, Tim here is modest, but that AACC is the premier Christian counseling organization for and with counselors. And I'm telling you, they have a reach, I think 50,000 members now. Is that correct?
Nearly 50,000 active members every year.
That's amazing. Well, praise God, what you guys are doing to help families all over America and really all over the world. But the AACC, and I'm glad that you have this organization. Now, Tim, what we're going to be discussing, tell us basically why we're here, what we're here to discuss.
Sure.
Because you've partnered up with Dr. Dobson. You've had this is your dream. This is your vision, you and your team there at AACC, and you approached Dr. Dobson about it. But what is it we're going to be discussing today?
We're going to talk about how maybe God has called you. I mean, you ever been in a situation where people come to you for advice or direction and counsel, and you're just natural? I mean, they're just saying, listen, I need help with my marriage. My kids are out of control. I've got a personal issue, maybe some depression or something I'm going through. Mm-hmm. And they're looking to you for that help.
You're if talking to the listener now, not just
I'm
to me,
talking
right?
to the listener. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I can't take everybody's problems on, Tim. I'm just going to tell you that right now. We need to share that.
But if you've ever been in one of those moments and you'd ask yourself, boy, I wish I knew what to say when I didn't know what to say. I wish I knew what to do in those moments. Do you wish you understood the issues better? Do you wish you understood how to use the Bible more effectively? I personally believe that God has no greater plan in all the world than to use people to be conduit through which he channels his message of hope to other people. And I'm burdened about, and this is what Dr. Dobson and I met and talked about, God raising up a generation of first responders, people who would be there in their church, in their community. I'll call it coffee cup counseling. I have five sisters. They do a lot more counseling than I do. And they do it over a cup of coffee. And they're there offering the hope of Christ. And our goal is we want to train people who have that calling to do it better. We, again, want to teach you what to say when you don't know what to say. We want to help you know what to do when you don't know what to do. And who better in all the world, and when it comes to marriage and family-related issues, personal issues, would you love to learn from other than Dr. Dobson himself? It's a pure joy to talk to him more about what God has helped us put together.
We're going to get to some of the issues, but this is a natural next question here. What are we offering? What are you guys offering today? Why are we here? What's going to benefit the listeners potentially here?
I'm going to toss this back to Dr. Dobson because I really think in his heart, he has resonated with this. You know, for years, I cut my teeth on and grew up under Dr. Dobson, listened to his radio programs, driving to William & Mary, going to school when I was in my doctoral program, every drive. But it was what God had given to him, that anchor or trust of knowledge and wisdom and his heart for Christ. And the goal was, this is a legacy project. Could we take what God has entrusted to him, put it in a project that would really truly be a legacy so people could learn from him for a long, long time? And the goal was, could we train it also in the church, people who have that calling with this knowledge and skill. And just think about what God could do if people would step up and take that responsibility.
Well, Tim called me, I guess it was 2 or 3 years ago, and said, I'd like to take you to lunch. And he flew out to Colorado Springs, where my ministry, Family Talk, is. And we went to lunch, and we talked for about 2 hours that day. And he presented to me this idea of coaches, of coaching people in how to talk to those who have emotional or family-related concerns. And many of those people need help desperately. They're facing problems they don't know how to deal with. And some of them don't have the money for a qualified state-licensed counselor. Many of them do, but some can't do that. And there are individuals in every church or every association of people that others gravitate to. Yeah. These people just have a common wisdom, just an understanding of how to care. That's the main thing, isn't it, Tim?
It is.
Just putting an arm around them and saying, boy, that is really tough. Let's talk about this together. But many of those coffee counselors, they don't have any training. They just have an intuitive awareness of what people need. But what we've done is take that a step further and made it possible for them to take courses online
or distance learning,
and getting into the problems related to child development or marriage or any number of things that people face within the Christian context.
So
that's what we're doing.
Okay. Now, so Tim, I want you to tell folks what if they want more information about what we're discussing here. Is this a accredited class, or is this just to help people who are laymen out there? What is this exactly?
You can enroll in this program.
Because we call it Light University.
Yes, we have courses related to marriage and family, child development, more. You can enroll in a class and get your certificate of completion.
Okay.
For example, we're offering today an opportunity to enroll in marriage and family, building a strong foundation. Okay, and we have other courses related to this where you can actually become, if you take 2 courses, you become a life coach, 3 courses, an advanced life coach, 5 courses, you can become a master coach under Dr. Dobson's primary core teaching.
Gotcha.
And it's current. It's really up to date. It's fascinating. I think it's some of the best work we've ever done. Tim, through Light University, just so people know, we've enrolled more than 230,000 students in our courses on biblical counseling, crisis response, and more. This is a brand new curriculum we're adding to Light University. It's related to Dr. Dobson and the whole area of marriage and family studies.
All right, listen up, folks. If you want more information on what Tim just described, it's called the James C. Dobson Marriage and Family Relationship Coach Certificate and Certification Program. Did I get all that right, Tim?
You got it.
What's the acronym?
You can earn your certificate, and you can become certified as a coach through this program.
What do they need to do? Call who? Go to what website to find out more?
They can go to the landing page right now, aacc.net/Dobson Coach.
All right, do that one more time slow. We have a lot of people who can't write fast.
They're writing while they're driving.
Two A's and 2 C's. AACC.net. /Dobson Coach. That's the curriculum. That's where you can go. Or if you want to just call the 800 number, I can give it to you real quick. 800-526-8673. 800-526-8673 to learn more information about our programs.
Now, they call that 800 number. Where are they calling? Who are they talking to?
They're calling straight into AACC and Light University.
They'll your be office?
Yes, indeed. And they'll talk to an academic coach.
Not your office.
No, yeah. your personal cell phone, Tim.
Yeah, my personal cell phone. Okay, well.
Your name is Tim.
but seriously, the 800 number goes to your office.
Straight into AACC, the American Association of Christian Counselors, and it will go right into our Light University academic coaches.
Okay, so they can answer any questions about what we're talking about today.
Yes.
Now, is there cost involved in this?
Yes. Our academic courses through Light University, again, 230,000 have enrolled in our courses. They're $800. We're offering a scholarship at $450. But to launch the inaugural kickoff of the Dobson center and institute and the courses that we're offering. We're offering an additional AFA, American Family Association Friends and Family Savings. You can enroll in a class right now for $299 only. These are academic courses. They're built in such a way that people recognize them. And you can go through this coaching program and become a coach. I think it's a great way, by the way, just to be ministered to. First of all, just what you're going to learn will speak to your heart. And then your conduit through which God can channel you to speak into others. We have PhDs enrolling in the program. Our oldest student in Light University, 86-year-old lady who went through our program, just excited about what she was learning. Great place for ministry in your local church.
All right, let me give that phone number again. To call in, this is Tim's American Association of Christian Counselors. They're in Lynchburg, VA. This rings into their office, so when you call, that's who you're talking to. They can answer any questions about the subject matter we're talking about today. And I'm going to give you the phone number, 800-526-8673. 800-526-8673. The website is aacc.net/Dobson Coach for all the information. Well, Ed's here for a reason, fellas. He has questions he'd like to ask.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, go ahead, Ed.
Dr. Dobson, I've been in the pastorate for over 30 years, and I know I have had a lot of people in church who have a heart, just like Dr. Clinton has been sharing, who have a heart to help people. People are naturally drawn to them. They come up to them and say, hey, you got a minute? Can I talk to you? One of the things that's been most frustrating is that it's hard for them to know exactly what to say.
Yes.
That there is a heart desire to help, but a lack of knowledge. This seems to me to be the ideal way to overcome that problem, because what you're going to do, people know your name, they trust you, you've been doing this for 40 years plus, so they know that what you're saying is Bible-based. This is now going to give them the confidence to say, all right, my heart wants to help. Now my head has some knowledge and some principles that can be helped. This seems like a perfect way to tie those things together, the heart and the head.
Well, I think it is. And this program is tailor-made for that individual who wants to be of help, wants to reach out to friends and family, and maybe even find out some things about themselves and their family. But they don't really know where to start, and they don't want to go through a lengthy master's program and 2 years of internship and all the other things that are necessary to be a state licensed counselor. But there's a lot of information that they can use. These courses are intended to be family friendly. They're going to deal not with academic theories and things that you might get in a large university. Much of it is going to be aimed at everyday problems that people face. So let me tell you something else. You know what a red blood cell looks like? Have you ever seen one under a microscope? It's a cell. It is a kind of a, looks like a hockey puck, and it is concave. And the top of it holds a little globule of oxygen. And it has one major focus, and that is to take that oxygen to every part of the body. Any part that doesn't get that oxygen is going to die. So the red blood cell is busily out there. You don't even know it. And it is feeding oxygen to the whole body. Well, the family issues we're talking about are the red blood cell to those who have family-related needs. It carries a little bit of information relevant to raising children, to staying married, to getting along with your extended family, those kinds of things. That might be thought of as a globule of oxygen, and it's carried to every a part of the body. And let me tell you something else. It is also the key to getting the gospel of Jesus Christ to people. Because you start by caring. You start by loving them. You start by saying, I know that you're going through difficulty and you shared some of the problems you're having with your husband. Are there some things that are relevant to that? I think that there are. And you start talking about their need, and you go right from there to the gospel. And it's amazing. My radio program for years went to more than 200 million people in China. I couldn't even talk specifically about the gospel because the Chinese government would not allow it. But they loved my program because I talked about specific family needs. And with it comes a little bit of information about Jesus Christ and about the scriptures. So that's why I get excited about it. The bottom line for everything we do is to introduce people to Christ and help them introduce their children to Christ. And the way you do that is to care about their point of need. Did I articulate that well, Tim? Because I know that's what's on your heart.
Well, I go to 2 Corinthians 1, 3, and 4. He's the Father of mercies, the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all of our trials and tribulations, so we in turn can comfort others with the comfort we ourselves are comforted by God.
What are those Bible verses? Where is that?
That's 2 Corinthians 1, verses 3 and 4. And you, when you think about it, we can offer information out there, and we do. We have the internet, we've got radio, television, and more. But think about what could happen if we trained up 100,000 people who understood the issues and who were willing to be that first responder in the life of a person who was struggling with the difficult issue. And God has called a lot of people out there. They've been through deep waters. He's brought them through the fire. And he wants to use them as salt and life in someone else's life. Think of my five sisters and the good that they do every day in the life of another person. Think about what could be done if they were trained through a program like this to understand the issues even better. Well, could be right there.
And I think this would help pastors, because there are a lot of pastors out there who over the years, maybe they had some training in college, but over the years have picked up some things, but they don't know the answers to everything. They don't have the time to counsel everybody. So not only are we helping those coffee cup counselors, giving them the wherewithal to zero in, the tools to help people, but they could in turn encourage others to take this course. You could have cities turned upside down, Dr. Dobson, by Christians who were going forward with a gospel-centered solution to the problems that are vexing marriages, families, raising of kids, so on and so forth.
Well, this is very relevant to what I've been doing for many, many years, and that is trying to provide practical, useful information for people who need it. And when Tim came out and we went to lunch together, I saw how that orientation, that effort that we've made since 1977 to reach out to families that were in need can be formalized with a coaching system that really puts those, you got a word for it.
Those first responders.
Those first responders. This is a first line of defense. You've got a woman that perhaps has been having terrible fights with her husband over this or that and has no idea who to ask about it. She just can't, you know, walk up on the street to somebody and lay out their private life. But here's somebody who cares, somebody who understands my faith, somebody that I've met at church perhaps, and I really like that person. Maybe she or he could address the problem I'm having at home. The good that could be done there. Tim, you're looking for 100,000 coaches, first responders, to do this job.
My dad was a pastor, rural country pastor, central Pennsylvania, and one of my missions was, he did everything, but he always wanted to engage the people in the church to do the work of the ministry.
Right.
I wanted to help train them to do that more effectively so everybody could be poured into the message of hope we have in Christ and learning from some of the greatest giants, minds of our day.
We are so excited to be launching our Coffee Cup Counseling program, as this is such a great opportunity for you to be equipped with the tools and information you need to help your friends and family members deal with deep issues. We've been enjoying the first part of a conversation featuring my dad, Dr. James Dobson, and Dr. Tim Clinton here on Family Talk. I'm Ryan Dobson, and before we go today, don't forget to take advantage of the opportunity I mentioned at the top of the program. Family Talk exists to preserve and promote the institution of the family and the biblical principles on which it's based. You can help fight for families today with your financial gift, and when you give, we'll say thank you for your donation by sending you my dad's book, Love for a Lifetime, in which he shares all of the secrets to build a marriage that lasts and thrives. We'll also send you its corresponding DVD from our Building a Family Legacy film series. To stand with families, donate online by clicking the link at the top of our page at drjamesdobson.org or call us at 877-732-6825. Coming up next time, don't miss the conclusion of this program on how you can become a coffee cup counselor with Dr. James Dobson and Dr. Tim Clinton. This is Ryan Dobson saying God bless, thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next time for another edition of Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk.
Family Talk is not associated with Focus on the Family.